Good evening. Welcome to Youth Beat Radio on WCRS Community Radio for Columbus. I'm your host, Christy Lakeys. Tonight on the show, we have two special guests who will be talking about college radio programs. We have Arlette Roper, who is at Hocking College, and our summer intern, Nishant Makija, who is a student at Wittenberg University. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, so first of all, what I'd like to do is find out a little bit more about your involvement with radio. So if you'd like to just tell us what you're doing with in the world of radio. Arlette, would you like to go first?
Well, right now I'm a studio captain at WCRS, which is our community radio station here in Columbus. I produce the playlists on Thursdays. And I've been involved with radio for about, 6 years now.
So what kinds of things have you been doing during those 6 years?
I've been involved with OSU's student radio, The Underground, and I have a show down in Nelsonville on Hocking Station. We are WLCI? Oh, I don't even remember now. But they are community radio station and LPFM station on the radio down there, and OSU's radio station was online.
Okay, Nishant, what kinds of things have you been doing?
My involvement with radio has started when I was in high school. I attended a summer program where I learned a little bit about radio production. When I attended Wittenberg University, I started my own radio talk show called Fresh Talk, which airs Fridays at 7:30 p.m. on WUSO 89.1 FM, which is at WUSO.org. And my show is about politics and news. We have a variety of different guests from the university that come onto the program, and pretty much we just want different students' perspectives to come on and to share their ideas about what they think about what's going on in Washington, D.C., or in their state, or in their city. And currently, right now, I'm interning as a producer with Youth Beat Radio here.
Okay, great. So I'm wondering, what interests you in radio to begin with?
I've always been into radio. I grew up in Cleveland. We had some great radio stations that kind of inspired me to go into it. I'm really into media and being heard and a open forum of conversation, and radio's really got all of those things for me.
Nishant, what about you?
Radio is actually very exciting for me because it's another form of broadcasting. I have a very big interest in broadcast journalism, and I've had that interest from a very small age. And I'm mostly interested in television, but I've also wanted to try radio, and so this gave me the idea to have my own talk show and to also work in the field in radio a little bit to see how it relates to television.
What's it like having your own talk show?
It's a lot of fun. I really do enjoy having my own talk show Friday nights. It's very nice that I'm able to help the community. You know, when I have my talk show, I feel like I'm doing community service for the neighborhood because I'm pretty much helping get the news out. Any news that's happening in the community, I have it on my show. Any news going on in the country, we have that on my show. And so I feel like I'm doing my neighborhood a duty by doing that.
That's an interesting perspective on it. You know, how do you find your news for the program, especially local news? How do you go about finding that?
Well, we have three different kinds of categories for news. We have local news, what's happening in the Springfield area or the Dayton area, because we're very close to Dayton. We also have the local campus news, any plays coming up, any activities, any fairs coming up, any games coming up, we have that. And then we do the national news, where we talk about what's happening as far as Washington, D.C. is going on, or what's happening overseas in Iraq or Afghanistan, or what's happening anywhere in the world. We try to have that on. So there's three different parts. We get our news from the wires, the AP wires. We use the AP wires, and we're also using CNN information. And before the show, we look up all the local newspapers and also the local TV stations around the area to see what news they're covering so that we make sure that we're covering the news that they are doing.
Arlette, how have you decided on what you're going to put on your shows?
Well, I do mainly a music show, and I have a lot of very old records, most of mainly from Goodwill. And it's kind of just become, I had somebody tell me once that when they listened to my show, it was just kind of like feel-good music. And it's just what I feel like, you know, radio today is too genre-specific, and that we should have like a wide across the range of just good music. And so that's what I try to do.
So do you take requests?
I do take requests. And actually, it was really interesting when I was involved with OSU's radio, because it was on the internet, which made it global. And I had people call me from, actually, my first day I was ever there, the computer crashed. Somehow it came unplugged, and that's how everything's run through that. And I was still on the air, and I was still airing. And I got a phone call from Arizona, and they were listening to me in their office, and they requested a Velvet Underground song. And so it was cool to just know that there's people out there and they're hearing me, even though I'm in this small little dark room.
Yeah, that must be a great feeling to know that people are actually listening to your program and paying attention to what you have to say. I mean, I've wondered about radio being really an untapped resource of, you know, a way for people to connect with their communities, to find out what's happening, for people to get on the air and, you know, give their opinions, give their thoughts, to inform other people on what's happening in the, you know, in their neighborhoods and their communities and, you know, out into the world.
Yeah, and I think that for our city, we are in Springfield, Ohio. It's a very small town of only 60,000 people, so we really don't have much of TV or radio in our town. We have maybe one Christian radio station, and then the rest is us, Wittenberg, that's providing to the rest of the community. So we've made a very big effort to make sure that we have very good programming for the people of Springfield, Ohio, because we are pretty much the dominant radio station in town other than the Christian radio station. But there are people that don't want to listen to the Christian radio station, so we have to make sure our programming suits the needs of the other listeners. And that's why our radio station that I work, our college radio station, we have different shows. We have mine is a politics show. We have cooking shows. We have music shows, entertainment shows, different kinds of shows that we try as best as we can to get the people to listen to us. So, people do listen because people are always in their cars getting from one place to the other. Sometimes cannot rely on a TV. TVs are too expensive to have in their house, so they'll have a radio, and that typically is for the more poor people. We try to do the very best we can for our listeners that enjoy our programming.
So then your station, it's actually on the air with call numbers, and it's an actual station that you can tune into, and then the programs are also available over the internet.
That's right. We broadcast live all of our shows, and we are on 89.1 FM, which is the local station in Springfield. We have a 15-mile radius as well for our station to cover. And if you're not in the Springfield area, you can listen online, and that is WUSO.org. And so you can listen to our show from anywhere in the world.
And Arlette, with your station at Hocking College, is that actually on the air as well?
Yeah, that's on 97.5, and it's WLCI. It's an LPFM. And I really think that it's a student radio is a great way. It's a community radio station as well, but it's a great way to have a voice. And anybody can join. Anybody can come up with their own programming and just show up and put it on the air. I mean, granted, there's some restrictions, you know, but with the FCC and everything, but it's a great way to just get, you know, especially in this recession, I really think that it's a great way for us to bond around each other. We don't have, you know, televisions really anymore. DTV has proved to be kind of unreliable and a little sketchy here and there. So we're going to move back to radio here in the next couple of years.
Well, that's been something I've been wondering about, because I hear from students that, you know, I don't have a radio. And when the show was first starting and I was encouraging people to tune in, they were rushing around trying to find a radio, and nobody seemed to have a radio anymore, and everybody's listening to things over the internet. And so I was wondering, you know, do young people still listen to radio, or is it, you know, a thing of the past, or is it something that will eventually come back, or what do you know about, you know, other students and other young people as far as what you know, they're listening to and how they're listening to things.
I recently got my license within the past couple years, and I commute down to Nelsonville from Columbus, and I'm in my car a lot, and I do listen to the radio a lot because it's something that I really want to believe in. But at the same time, actually, I just started a job, and in the kitchen, we listen to radio the whole time. And there's a few stations. We have a large Mexican population in our kitchen, and so we get to dabble in that. But to try and find a station that fits everybody's needs has been interesting.
Definitely, I think that radio, I think the reason that people don't have any radio stations anymore is because, you know, people rely so much on television. You know, they have their television shows. But I think that radio, I think it's very, like I said earlier, people listen to it in the cars. When you're driving places, you need some kind of entertainment. Also, it gives you the new songs that are coming out. For example, Britney Spears. If you don't have the CD, you can listen to it on the radio. Any upcoming songs that you might want to hear, they sometimes give you a sneak peek to the song, unlike what you will get anywhere else. So I think that radio, people are still going to listen to it in the car. I mean, for example, many think that NPR, National Public Radio, their news is better than Fox News or CNN these days. So we see people listening to NPR in the car to get their news, and they think they are the most reliable news these days. So I definitely think radio is going to be here for a very, very long time. Yes, TV is bigger because, you know, it's in everyone's houses. It's starting to become, but you can get a radio anywhere, and those are very cheap, not that expensive. So it will be here for a while.
Well, and I think community radio is interesting too, because here with WCRS, you know, I had an idea of what I wanted to do with the Youth Beat program, and I put my ideas together. I approached the programming committee and put forth a proposal of what I wanted to do, and they liked the idea, and here we are on the air. And, you know, there's other people out there who have ideas. WCRS has a lot of locally produced shows. And I think as programs become more local and, you know, fit with what's happening in the community, people will see them as relevant. And maybe we've gotten too far away from that, that what's on the radio is the same thing on every other station, any other place in the country. And here you can listen to some interesting, innovative types of things you don't hear other places. And it may take a while for people to come back, but they'll find that, wow, there's interesting things on the radio that I didn't know were out there. So as, you know, time goes on and word gets around, that hopefully people will be coming back and realize that, yeah, you know, I can have a voice here. Right. And, you know, speaking of requests, I remember back in high school calling into the local radio station and making requests for my favorite songs or making dedications to friends or boyfriends. And that was always a lot of fun to do that, to have your name on the air.
I think it's also really interesting where we'll see digital radio go. I know a lot of the reasons that there aren't very many small radio stations, it's a lot of money. It's very expensive. The equipment's expensive. It's, you know, changing at a rapid rate, and digital radio, I really think it's going to open up the airwaves in between, where there'll be like, instead of 98.3, it could be 98.4, and I think that's going to be interesting to see in the next couple years where that goes.
And I also think that for our program, Youth Beat Radio, one of the things that I like about it is we cover the younger kids in high school and in college. In the media, we really don't see that often. We don't see it on NBC or CBS or ABC, any of those networks that covering what the youth have done, accomplished. We mostly see the adults being featured and what they have accomplished. And I think that radio offers that, and you get to have that offered. And I also think, I would say what Arlette is also saying, it also, you know, smaller radio stations, you get to also talk about whatever you want. Television, you have to kind of talk about what you don't, you know, what the station wants you to talk about. But if you open up a smaller radio station, you can talk about what interests the community or what interests other people. And so I think that, I think that's a very good thing in radio.
You're listening to Youth Beat Radio on WCRS, Community Radio for Columbus. I'm your host, Christy Lakeys, and I'm here in the studio with Nishant Makija and Arlette Roper, and we're talking about college radio and youth radio.
And I just wanted to add, one things I love about radio is that with TV, you're sort of given an image and it's all played out for you in front of you, whereas radio, you have to think about it and you get to use your imagination more. And, back in the day, in the 40s, you sit around and it would be like a family event to sit around and listen to a radio show, a talk show of some sort. And it would incite the imagination. And I think that we may be moving around our radio sets here soon.
I think so, too. One of the things that I love, I'm going to go back to NPR. NPR goes into so much depth that you have never seen before. They cover both sides of the story. And what we've gotten ourselves into in television is being biased and one-sided and not telling both sides of the story. But in radio, you're able to do both. We're able to tell the stories of both sides. Yes, it might be true that, there are some conservative talk shows out there. But you know what? That's the great thing about radio is that it's not stopping you from doing that either. You can do whatever you want, unlike television.
Yeah, I lived in Europe, in Germany, about 12 years ago. And some of my best memories were working late at night and listening to the BBC and hearing the in-depth news stories about countries I knew very little about. And stories actually even about things going on in the United States that weren't really covered in the news here. So I just really enjoyed listening and hearing different perspectives and, just different voices of people from so many parts of the world. And now I can get the BBC, I can listen online. But something about listening online, it's not the same as actually listening on the radio. So if I'm up late working, then I'll tune into the BBC and hear all kinds of interesting stuff. So I really enjoy that. Speaking of youth in the media, there's actually been some research that's been done looking at how young people are portrayed in the media. And there isn't a lot of coverage of young people. And it tends to be either young people as victims of violence or as perpetrators of violence, particularly young people of color. So there have been some analyses done where people will watch television news shows and do a content analysis where they look for certain things and then it's coded and then you can find certain patterns and trends. And there just aren't a lot of positive images out there. I know NPR is doing some things with a youth radio. I forget what it's called, but they have got youth radio it's called. And occasionally you'll hear things on NPR that are produced by youth or ask their opinions of something, but you really don't hear that very often. So, that's one of the things that I'd like to do with this show, too, is get more voices out there and hear about all the things that people are doing.
Right. And one of the things I love about this being a community radio station is that it's literally my neighbors, my peers, my community. And I think that the way radio's gone is that a lot of it's owned by Clear Channel. A lot of it, is the same show programmed, sent all over the U.S., where we're all listening to the same thing. It's become homogenized. And I think that this is really unique in that you can have an idea and come here and do it. So
you can tell your story the way you want it to be. If you have it broadcasting in one way, you're not able to tell a story because there are different ways of telling the story. And I also, I would like to continue saying that this is one of the reasons that this radio program that we have here on the air, and also I would say college radio stations as well, are doing a very good job is getting the youth on their programs. For example, my show, I was covering the election. And for the first time, I was able to hear what college students were thinking about how things were happening in our country regarding the reform that's occurring in Washington, D.C. And you really don't hear much about it. I mean, we started to see a little bit about it in television, but it wasn't as depth as you hear it on college radio stations. We don't see the students coming on, and they are our future. They are the majority of who's going to be leading the country in years to come. I think that is what the radio stations have, and college radio stations have that advantage as well. So
through the programs that you're working on, what would you like to accomplish through that?
I think I'd like to generate more interest in radio itself, just so people can listen, they can realize that they can have a voice too.
I'm going to continue to work on expanding the listeners. I really would like to get a more listener base and fan base to our show. If I'd like to get people interested in what we're talking about, if there's any other things that people want us to talk about, I'd like to continue to do that. But we will continue to have politics on our show. I think politics is very important for the world. It's really important for us to understand what's going on in our country, and we'll continue to have the news, what's happening in the community, what's happening in the neighborhood. We're going to continue to do that, and we're also going to be starting a new project when we get back on the airwaves in September, on going out into the field a little bit more and going into the community a little bit more and talking to people on the streets a little bit more to see what they have to say.
So what kinds of things would you like to see covered? If you're going out to the streets, into the community, what kinds of topics would you like to see covered?
Well, right now, we didn't really have much on the recession. I mean, we hear a lot about it on the news, on television, and I've reported about it on the show. But I'd like to go out and talk to people about how people are managing in the recession, how people are coping with it. Are there jobs available to them, or how are they looking? And these are things that the community then can hear about and help those that need those kinds of jobs. And I think if we do that, maybe we can make a difference in helping people get jobs back. And we also would like to continue to we really want to continue to have communication with the community. You know, we really want to, you know, make sure that they are happy with what we're covering. And I'd like to also have more student involvement. I'd like to hear what other students have to say about what's going on in the community. So I think that when we go out into the field, we want to get more news as well. We want to actually talk to people a little bit more about how they're thinking about the news. And we want to just continue to go out more into the field like that.
I think open dialogue is a really healthy way for our community to really bond together and get through anything. I know recently I'm a canvasser, and I was recently talking to a friend about how, like, I guess more than one person doesn't know more than three of their neighbors. Is what the rumor is. You know, we really don't know who is living with us in this space that we're sharing with, and I think that radio can be that catalyst to getting us bonded together under a common hood or a common voice, or, you know, just to have, you know, opinion shared. So,
one question I had for you, Nishant, is over the summer you've been helping me with a youth radio study and looking at youth radio programs across the country. And so you've looked at some websites and you have some idea of other programs in other parts of the country. And there are youth radio programs in small communities, very rural areas, northern Alaska, northern Wisconsin, as well as in some of the large urban areas. And I was just wondering if you could comment on some of the things that you've seen on the websites.
That's right. I did participate in the radio study, and we did a lot of research on that. One of the things I've noticed is high schools and the high school students and college students have been getting involved with community radio stations, just like what we are at right now. And they have these community radio stations are getting students that are interested in the radio or broadcasting industry to come on down and learn about how to put together a radio show, how to edit the shows, and that has been very key, and that's been very good. And we've been seeing that across the country in very small towns, and specifically NPR, as you mentioned earlier, has also had a very huge part on that, because they have also brought students to their radio station. In fact, they actually have students that do the call-ins and do the spots now, and in between the shows that are airing out of Washington, D.C., the headquarters, they have a lot. They sometimes say things, and so they have given the responsibility to the youth from the main professionals, which I think is very, very cool, because that is what we want to see. We want to see those kids actually doing that, because we've also seen them hosting the shows, hosting their own shows and they are the ones that are trying to get stories out. There was one place we looked at in New York City in a community. There's a lot of poverty there. And the radio station is able to get these kids to come onto the show and talk about the poverty that's happening there. Now, we don't see any of this happening on television. We're only seeing the students' involvement and the youth being involved in telling their stories in this way in radio. And it is, you know, and I think this is going to change people's perspectives of different things. And so we saw a lot of that, and but it was very interesting to see how much these community radio stations, I think that's key, community radio stations are trying to get youth involvement into their programs and have them host the programs, have them edit the programs, and many more activities, even funding, I believe, that they have asked them to do as well.
Okay, well, we're nearing the end of the show here, so I'm just wondering if you have any other thoughts or words of advice for people who would like to get involved in radio?
Well, yeah, I kind of wanted to add to what Nishant was saying, that I actually used to volunteer with WOSU, and it was just as simple as me calling and being like, hey, you know, yeah, do you need any help? And they're like, yeah, come on down. And I was a pledge taker. And they keep your track of your hours. They have, like, you know, dinners and picnics for you know, and the thing, if you hit so many points, you, like, get something, or, you know, they have prizes and stuff. And it was a really great way to be involved with my community, because I was directly involved, and it was fun.
And again, like, I'd like to say, it's being involved in your community. I think that's radio. That's what I love about radio, is you are being involved with your community, helping, spreading the news of what's happening in your community, what's happening in your neighborhood, what's happening in your country. And so that is a very big thing. So, you know, if you're really interested in the broadcasting industry and interested in journalism, I think radio is the first step to go before you make it to television. If you're interested in going into television, you learn a lot in radio before you get to television.
Okay, thank you. Thank you to both of you, Nishant Makija and Arlette Roper, our guests tonight. You've been listening to Youth Beat Radio on WCRS. For more information, please contact us at youthbeat@osu.edu or check us out on the web at youthbeat.osu.edu. Thank you. Youth Beat Radio is produced by students of The Ohio State University and Upper Arlington High School. Dr. Christy Lakey's executive producer. It is supported by the Department of Human and Community Resource Development at The Ohio State University, Ohio State University Extension, broadcasting classes at Upper Arlington High School, and Simply Living. The views expressed do not necessarily represent those of the station or the sponsors.